is in it as well. So this person who starts the reading of the dua says, "Inni as'aluka min baha'ik, I want from your beauties, of those beauties." So we are asking that, Allah, oh Allah, we want that beauties of you which is azamat and jalal in it. Ba'abha'u, ba'abha'u. I want your beauties, which is most of those most beauties of you. Beauties that it is too much of it is with you. And then, وَكُلُّ بَهَوَكَ بَهِيَّ. And all your beauties are full of beauty. They say, oh Allah, all your beauties are full of beauty. And then we say, اللهم إني أسألك ببهائك كله. Oh Allah, we want all of the beauties that you have, we wanted. So, person starts like that, that wants from beauties of Allah, beauties of His beauties, and then after going through the journey, he will see that all the names of Allah are beauty. Allah is full of beauty. And then he says, oh Allah, I want all your beauty. Two things here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says about this first statement. Number one, Imam Khomeini says, be aware that Salik cannot go on this way only with the step of Ma'rifat. What is only with the step of Ma'rifat? You cannot walk this way only with knowledge. Imam says, it is not only you understand what is Baha'ik and what is the beauties of beauties. He mentions it is a journey that one should start from himself to go from the lower levels of wujud in his nafs and climbing up in his wujud. So basically in practice what Imam Khomeini says means it is not only learning, it is a practical aspect of the life that we have to be able to put aside and get away of all those low desires and low sins. Low desires and materialistic ones. He says you have to put them aside. You have to disengage yourself from those. Come up. It is not, Salik cannot go on this way by only learning what is Baha, what is Abha, what is Kullu Baha. All of these things are not changing anything in us. And all of these become only intellectual forms. And with intellectual forms, we cannot do anything. So that's one warning that Imam Khomeini gives. And he says, it's similar to Hazrat Ibrahim, when we read in Quran that he sees a star, and then he says, yes, he wants to worship that star, and then he sees that the star sets, and there is no more nur and light in that star. He says, no, this was not my Rabb. So he goes and see the moon, it's the bigger nur and bigger light in it. He says, yo, this is my Rabb, and I want to be worshipping the moon. And then when he sees that the moon sets as well, then he says, no, this is not my Rabb. Then he goes and he says, I want to be worshipping the sun, because it's all light and nur. And then when the sun sets, he realizes it is not his Rabb. And he says, he goes for Rabbul Alamin. This is, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah says, this is a status of Hazrat Ibrahim in his journey in himself. So, Hazrat Ibrahim was moving in the journey, in the suluk ila Allah, the suluk and journey towards Allah. He was going from one station to another when he was going from a star to moon and from moon to sun and from the sun to Allah. So he was moving upward and upward. So I remember once you asked me about the meaning of this, Arifa and Fatima, and this is one of the interpretation that Imam Khomeini has given, which of course no one would believe, any sane person would believe, that a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been worshipping stars or moons and suns. So it must only have an anfusi meaning and something which was happening within the nafs of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we say, what was Imam Khomeini saying about it? Yes, it was giving a warning about this, that we should go by the qadam, by steps of practice, not by learning. And also it is moving from lower levels of wujud to the higher levels of wujud. So when Salik starts on this way, when he calls for the Baha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes to first to the that beauty of Allah, and then he sees, no, all the names of Allah are beautiful, and then he will ask for all the beauties of Allah, that whatever beauty that Allah has. And that also goes with the nature of insans. This, and who is that? Who is that very beauty of Allah? What is the most beautiful thing that Allah has got from all His names available? What is it? Insan Kamil, Ahsan. It is Insan Kamil. It is the perfect human being that has got all these beauties in him, and he has got, because when we go first, we go ask for the beauties of Allah, and then from there we say, oh no Allah, all your beauties are, all your names are beautiful. And then we say at the third level, which is the Qadam of Tawheed, we say, oh Allah, we want all your beauties, whatever beauty you have. And if Allah want to show us all His beauties in one name, what would that be? It can only be Insan Kamil. There is no other. If you think of any other beauty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it all comes under Insan Kamil. There is no name. Even Ahmed themselves, they have, we hear from them. We hear from Ahmed alayhi wasalam, they say, Nahnu Asma'ullah. They say themselves, we are those Asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is beyond any proof, I have said that so many times repeatedly, that there is beyond any proof that we want to talk hours and hours to discuss and say, yes, insan is the juice of the creation. Insan is the highest level of creation. But I have seen time to time this question comes. There's nothing wrong in the question. But maybe it's not even in terms of question. Maybe people, some of the people who ask this, maybe they just want to use it in an argument. A lot of times there are things that we do believe fully by heart, but when it comes to arguing it, if someone wants to oppose it, we may not be able to always give good reasoning for it. It's very natural, and it happens to a lot of people. But as I said, and I have said, no proof better than this, that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did He have any higher creation than insan, it would have been very unusual that he doesn't talk about him in Quran. The whole Quran is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can Allah talk, has another creature higher than insan, and He doesn't talk about it in Quran? And if you look at Quran, it's all about insan. Basically, there is nothing other than insan in the whole Quran. The whole Quran is about insan when you look at it. So from one point, from one this aspect, you will see that Quran is only talk of insan, so we cannot even assume in the slightest level that there is any creature higher than insan. And also when it comes to among insan, it's insan kamil, that is which that maybe needs some discussions and irfani and philosophical discussions, which all, if you refer to Nahjul Balagha, is so much well backed up, that Insan Kamil or Ma'asumin alayhi salam, they are the highest creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we call upon Allah, we want the most beauty of you. In fact, we are asking the most beauty, which is Insan Kamil. Who is that Insan Kamil now? We are asking is Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. So we start with that name of Imam Zaman in this dua. We are starting asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His best and most beautiful beauties. So we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us, to give us that feeling of closeness to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, so that what we have probably lost in years, in years of our life, when I say lost means, okay, we knew that there is an imam, we have heard all of this, but not maybe we have been so much, having had so much understanding of who he is, what he is, and that he is more than just one, a very good person. A lot of times, and for a lot of people even now, if you go and talk, you will see for them is only a very good person. But for us, that we are trying to make understanding of him, we call him Aina Sababul Muttasilu Bain Al Arz Wa Sama. This is that very beautiful things that we are asking Allah to give us, Ba'abhahu, the best beauty. That is, when we say something between sky and earth, means what? Means from one side of him, the reality of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, from one side of him, he's sitting, he's neighboring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the other end, he's neighboring us, the very low level people. And even lower than us, the other creatures of Allah, he's even in that. So he is, Allama Hassan Zadeh says, of course he says this about insan. What you can say it about insan a kamil too. He says, insan is from farsh ilal arsh. We are from the floor to the sky. So that from floor to the sky, there must be someone who can fill this gap, so that the blessings and favor of Allah can reach down. And that is Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. So we, although we did not move too much today, again, inshallah we leave the rest of it for next week. But I'm sure it is not possible at all in 2, 3, 4 sessions we finish Dua Sahar. So we will decide later on what we want to do with it. Whether we want to continue after Ramadan, or we want to sort of leave it and start another topic. But it's not, I don't feel going quickly in it. I just can't do it. I mean, when I look at you, I see that we have to make understanding. We have to be able to. It's better to digest, even if you stand on one sentence for 2, 3 weeks. It's better to understand that than just continuous giving all the jargons that we may not understand. So this type of studies, ma'arif, have got this nature. Last night I was talking, Kumail was talking to me and saying that he asked me about, wanted to know, to get a book and go and study. I have told him to read, to start the study of Bidayatul Hikmah of Allama Tabarakallah. He says he was reading in the preface of the book. He was saying this book is being taught in these houses or in the classes, and sometimes they read one sentence of the book and they talk about 2, 3 sessions, only about one session. Let alone, that is only a beginning of knowledge, of this type of knowledge, a beginning of probably philosophical or irfanic knowledge. But let alone when it comes to verses of dua which has come from the mouth of Ayma alayhi salam. So let's take time, don't get bored, do not feel, because I don't know why sometimes. It may be only my own thing. I feel the pressure coming from you. Even you do not talk to me, I'm talking myself, and you're only all ears and listening. But at the same time, I feel some corners there is some pressure coming. What is this you talk? You go back and say all the things of the last week, and then only you say one more sentence and just say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.